Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am the publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, the latest one entitled Essential Healing for the Spirit and Soul. And I am really excited about this book collaboration because we have an amazing group of authors from all different walks of life who have been on a journey to becoming a spiritual healer, and they have all different types of modalities that they do, everything from people that are intuitives, people that do space clearing, people that are mediums and animal intuitives, people that do all different kinds of holistic healing, from massage to Reiki to anything you can pretty much imagine in the healing field. And it's been a great experience for us to work with all of these individuals. And today, I have the privilege of speaking to Tammy Rager. She is a holistic health and soul coach, advanced Theta healing practitioner and instructor, a certified holistic health coach, author, speaker, and teacher. Based in Wallingford, Connecticut, Tammy is committed to spreading the word about how a change in your thoughts and perspective can change your world from blah to awesome. Tammy has written and published her first book, Unleash Your Inner Tiger, Strength, Beauty, and Power. She privately coaches her clients and conducts workshops and seminars to teach and help people integrate this new way of looking at the world into their lives. So welcome, Tammy. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. So this is probably the most fun for me when I get to actually talk to all of the individual authors and learn a little bit more about their journey and, you know, how they came to becoming a healer and doing the different modalities that they do. So I always start off by asking you to just tell us a little bit about, you know, what that journey that impacted it and how it was really what you decided you wanted to do.
So I started this journey of going to Institute of Integrated Nutrition to become a health coach several years ago. I was really sick, and no one really knew what was wrong with me. I'd been to many different doctors. Thankfully, all the tests came back negative, but it left me feeling lost. And I finally figured out that food was a big part of my issue. So I went there, and I studied there, and that changed a big portion of my world and the way they look at things and really rewrote the rules around the world. But after I was done, I still didn't feel like I had found home, per se. I just had this inkling inside that I was close, but not quite there. So I just kept searching. I took a class in a local area she was offering Eden Energy Medicine. I'd never heard of that before, but I was curious. So I went, and it totally blew my mind. It was like this whole other universe existed that I didn't even know existed. I left so freaking excited and inspired, and it was great. So I really started to work with her one-on-one. We became great friends. She would go and learn new modality, and she'd come back. She'd be like, I have this to practice on you. And I'm like, sure, whatever. It's free, and I love it. So that was working for me. And then she went and she learned Theta healing one weekend, and she came back and she did that on me, and it just totally changed my whole perspective on everything. I can't even name all the different modalities that have been practiced on me. I really have no clue, but that one like lit up like a light bulb in my head. I was like, oh. So within probably within 2.5 months from that time, I was trained as a practitioner. It just was so powerful. Some of the things that I had been working on for years went in one session, like gone. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I've been working on this. Like, so for me, it was working on flying. Kind of huge flyer. I'm 6 feet tall, so sitting in those seats is not comfortable. But I've never been a great flyer even beyond that. And I was going to Florida, and I was like, so let's just work on this. And it was the first time I was able to fly and actually felt like I was safe and I was going to make it and have to worry about it and everything else. And that's never happened. So I knew then I had found something that was really, really powerful. And once I was trained, I've just been literally reprogramming my subconscious to make the world the way I want it instead of what I was dealt.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I'm so glad that you used that experience of flying, because I think many people will relate to that. And, you know, it's a great example of something that you've been dealing with for a long time. And, you know, I know people that have tried hypnosis. They've tried taking fear of flying classes. They've tried, like, visualizing. I mean, a million things, and nothing has really ever worked for them. So that's the importance of finding something, you know, that's so powerful and specific that was the piece for you that had always been missing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So people always think, always say, how did you find it? And I always say, it found me.
Yep.
That's how
a lot of times it happens. And even, you know, how you explained that you went down the path of becoming a healer, I would say, gosh, some huge percentage of people that I talk to, they found themselves on this journey because they had some type of illness that traditional medicine just could not figure out or could not fix or help. And so they had to look in other areas. And for many people, it's, you know, integrative medicine or whatever you want to call it, alternative medicine, or it's a different way, a spiritual healing. And, you know, it's like you said, things open your mind that you've never been experienced to before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's amazing. I mean, I kind of think that's what our path is all about. I remember many years ago, this woman who worked for an energy medicine school, I met her because I was, they were going to be advertising in my magazine, and she said to me, well, here at the school, we believe that we are all spirits having a human experience. And I was like, what? Like, that was the first time that anybody had ever said anything like that to me. It sounded crazy at first, but yet it resonated so clearly. Like, yeah, actually, I agree. I don't know why I agree with that, but but I agree
right.
with that. Yeah, and it sent me down like this whole path of reading as many books as I could on spirituality and energy medicine and past lives and all kinds of stuff like that. And it was, you know, it opened up all these other doors.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think once you find that, I don't know what you want to call it, that one little shining stone, if this is what you're supposed to do, underneath that shining stone is so many others, and then you just start diving deep into all the nooks and crannies of this world that no one ever teaches you that exists.
Right, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the specific modalities that you do and how you help people. And I'm going to kind of, if we can, go down the path of the fear of flying thing, because I feel like there are a lot of people that are going to be listening to this call and say and identify with that and be like, oh my God, I've tried everything and nothing ever worked. So how did she do this? So if it's possible for you even to explain what some of the things were that you did to move beyond that, we can go in that direction. And if you say to me, well, it's so personal, or, you know, I don't really know that I could put it into words, it's more of a spiritual thing, that's fine too, and we can just talk about, you know, the different modalities that you do.
No, I think in a way you can. So I think there's some general things that I can explain around what I do and how it helps. And then there are some personal things. It's only personal because we all have our own set of beliefs. And when you do the digging with Theta Healing, your top level belief might be that I'm afraid to fly. And when we really get into the details, the roots of the belief has nothing to do with flying. It's just that's how it manifested in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be different for anyone. But there are a lot of things that can be done to help with flying. So for me, I think it had to do with the fact that I was afraid. Something about So, you know, the big thing is we're afraid the plane's going to have a catastrophic event, right? We're not going to make it to our destination. And so I tried to dive into why that was. You know, I trust that the universe has me in the right place, but why do I have this gigantic fear around me when I get on an airplane? And it came down to something about, I was afraid that I wouldn't have time to prepare myself, that I would be so scared that somehow I'd get lost when I died and not end up where I had hoped, which is whatever you believe to be on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And that scared me to death, you know, because, you know, people can be, there's been stories that people can be scared to death. And in that moment, you lose all focus of what you hope to be and somehow get lost. It was something about that. I don't really remember. It had something to do with past life, so it kind of came in that way. But beyond that being my bottom belief, there are many things that you can do. People who fly on airplanes, it's crazy the percentage of people who hate doing it. It's well over 70% easily.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people on planes, right? All that people are in plane are in fear. They're probably been drinking heavily or on Vicodin or something like that, right?
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. So trying to zone themselves out. But the energy of that is so heavy. So think about how many times a plane takes, say, 200 or 300 people back and forth from this destination. And every time someone gets on that plane, they bring in more of that energy. This plane is like it's collecting all of that ick, right? So you get on that plane and then you expose your energy to that. And then if you even have a hair of scary lightness, it's going to blow it up because that's what's in that plane, that sense of that energy. And the person that sat in your seat before you, he or she was afraid of flying, you're going to sit in her energy print, which will also then make your flying issue worse or make it rise up when you thought you had dealt with it. Because you're actually picking up on everyone else's thing. So what I do before I get on a plane is I clear all the energy from the airplane using Theta Healing. I clear all of the energy from the airplane, all the seats. I clear the stewardess, the pilot, everything. Get rid of all of that. And then I download into the plane what it feels like to have comfort, peace, safety, comfort, you know, all the things that you want to have, happiness or joy, into the airplane. When I get onto the airplane, if my energy is clear, I'm not picking up on all the bad juju that's been there for probably years. Because how many people really do this, right?
Right.
And now...
I was just going to say... Yep. And now everyone is going to want you to fly with them.
Exactly. So last time I flew, because you don't know. I mean, I know I feel better, but, you know, I don't know. An idea that you can change everyone else's, you know, give them unconditional love and everything else, change everyone else's experience is kind of like, ooh. So when I flew the last time, the woman got up to me, she goes, that's like the best flight I've been on in years. Oh, okay. I was meant to hear that, but... Because the energy of the planes are just so, it's sad. They just need a really good energy clearing.
Yeah.
Just look at me. I'll for JetBlue, whoever can hire me, and I can clear the airplane.
Oh, my God. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, right.
It sounds far-fetched, but to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if in the not-too-distant future that's a possibility, because I think more and more people are more open to, you know, energy medicine and spirituality and all that kind of thing. I mean, I see it, you know, all the time, even with my magazine and what people are open to from the readership perspective and what they ask for and what they're interested in. So, you know, it sounds crazy, but it may not be. So you're able to do this because you obviously are a trained practitioner. Is there anything that the average person can do, like set an intention or whatever? Because I'm sure that's the next question that people are thinking, like, well, you know, great, she can clear the plane, but I don't know how to do that. So anything that they can do, you know, just on their own to make it a better experience for them?
always ask your guides to help you if you're not already doing that. Ask them to clear your seat. Your spirit dream team is what I call them, are literally chomping on their fingernails. Will you please ask us for help? So just ask, can you clear my seat? Can you make sure that the people around me are calm, cool, and collected? And just ask. The other thing is, I just lost it. Oh, come on, bring it back. It'll come back. There was something else, I don't remember what it was. I mean, if you do something like eating energy medicine, 10-minute energy routine, that can help you feel more grounded and more in your own space before and after you get off the plane, it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, here it is. Yeah. What I do when I had watched a movie many years ago, I can't remember what it's called, but anyways, and it's something about angels. So what I do is I picture the plane in a big bubble. Like, you have an aura, right? So you blow your aura out to that whole plane. So now it's surrounded by this beautiful love and light, rainbow color, whatever color you want to put in there. So it's got this giant, clingy bubble around it. Anybody can do this. This is just like exercising your aura. And then I picture all of my angels standing outside the plane. And when it lifts off, I picture them lifting up their wings. So they're holding the plane up. And they bring you back down. If you truly trust your universe or spirit, then that will help. To know
right.
that they're there. And they're flying outside the window with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are some things you can do. There's crystals you can use to help with that stuff, too.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great. And, I mean, really, it's just a matter of trying to be present, because I think what happens is people start, you know, you start getting immersed in your thoughts and their negative thoughts, and then before you know it, you're going down this crazy path of, oh my God, you know, this plane's going to crash, or this is going to happen, or it's going to be really turbulent, or blah, blah, blah. And what you're really concerning yourself is all of the what ifs, and not
yep.
what's actually happening.
Right. I mean,
so.
Flying is a whole different, I mean, if you're empathic, flying is very interesting for you. You better know how to work your protection, like, tenfold, because everyone on that plane is as afraid as you are, or maybe more afraid than you are, and then you
right.
internalize that, and it makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Like, I never thought of it from the perspective of all of that energy imprint, like the person that sat in the seat before you and the people that are around you. And but yeah, obviously, anytime you're in close quarters like that with that many people, you're going to be exposed to a lot of different energies.
And I think with airplanes especially, there's no, like, the house, you can open a window and you can get some new energy in there, you know, but they only open that little door in the back and front, and that's it. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
open very often. So the energy doesn't get a chance to even move. It's just stagnant, heavy.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. I never thought about that either. Yeah, you certainly don't want an open window while you're at 35,000 feet, because you might get sucked
yeah.
out of it. So that's not a good thing.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. So anything else that you would want to tell us about, you know, the other modalities that you do, or?
So for the most part, I do data healing with the coaching aspect. I'm learning some new ones now, but I'm not actively doing them yet. I'm just working them on myself. But, you know, I'm certified in data healing and then the coaching piece, but I really do a mix of the things. And some things I will say I don't necessarily truly understand, but my guides tell me to do them, and then my clients feel good. So it's, you know, I trust that piece of it. But really, data healing is the bulk of it, because your beliefs create your world. And if you believe one way and you want the opposite. It's going to be really hard to get there if you have that underlying current, per se. And, you know, if you have a pattern you can't break no matter what you do, you know, you keep trying different things and it always seems to swing back, then you more than likely have some type of subconscious belief. It could be from this life, it could have been past life, it could be ancestral, that it's preventing you from having that other thing, because vibrationally it doesn't fit as long as that other belief is around. The thing with theta healing, I say, if you don't like it, you can change it. So if there's something in your life that you don't like, then do the work and it will change around you. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I always ask for with ease and grace, so it's always in a way that you can handle. So sometimes there's small shifts, and sometimes there's really large shifts, but the things change when you change your vibrational belief system. So,
that's a good point that you made, because I think sometimes it's, you know, be careful what you ask for, because you may say you want one thing, and it may cause a huge change in your life that you were like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not sure I was ready for that, but in essence, that's what you asked for. So,
right. So people say, I want more money, right? They say, I want more money. Well, if you got in a car accident and you got insurance money, is that really how you wanted to get money?
Yeah. No. Exactly.
No, right, exactly. So you want to have it with grace and ease, which would not be that.
Right. Not having to call your personal injury attorney.
Exactly.
Yep. So what advice would you have for someone who's thinking about becoming a healer? Because I think the purpose of this book is really twofold. It's for the layperson that is, you know, looking for just other ways to, help themselves from maybe a personal development standpoint, or maybe they're dealing with a chronic health issue. So this book will open their minds to all different kinds of modalities. But I think it's also directed towards people that may be having, like, an intuition that they're being called to do something else. And I think this field is, it's a little bit hard in the sense that many people, if they don't have a good support system, they might have family or friends that are kind of think they're a little bit nutty and they're not really being supported, even though they have this strong calling to do a particular type of energy work or spiritual work. So, you know, what advice would you give somebody who's thinking about going down that path?
So I actually am developing things around this, because I think it's very important. I, for 3 years, maybe 2 years, was in those shoes. I knew something was happening with my life, and I was, never mind telling people, I was afraid to tell people some of the stuff that was happening to me. And I think there's a lot of people out there, and I always say to my light worker, QBs, if you want to call them that, like, you'd be surprised at how many people around you are going through the same thing, but nobody will talk about it because it's so taboo, which is just ridiculous. But find a support group that, one, trust it. Don't let anybody else tell you that you can't do it. That's BS. You're not here to live everyone else's life. You're here to live yours. You came here for a purpose. That inkling that you have is that. Whatever that is, and whatever you have to do to find it. Find a support group that will help you work through the fears you have around it. Finding the people who will support you. Connect to other people who are in the same boat as you. Because there's magic in that little inkling that you have. I call it the hunger. There's magic in there, but we are taught not to trust it. Trust it. I will tell you, me trusting that has changed my life in ways I never, ever, ever thought in a billion years that I would have. And yet, it's all because I trusted it. I didn't let anybody else tell me no. You know, some of the stuff that may be happening to you, totally bizarre. I get it. Then there I have some great stories if you just want to hear those. But find somebody who you can talk to about that stuff that isn't going to judge you and make you feel like you're evil or different or all those other things that they like to place upon you. Because all they're doing is mirroring back to you the stuff that they feel about it. Don't let their mirror make you not go after your dream or your gift or your soul's purpose, whatever you want to call it. So live in the moment. Live your soul and unplug from anything else that doesn't serve that purpose.
Mm-hmm. That is a great point, because I think a lot of times the non-support is coming from a place of fear and people not understanding and not wanting you to change. Like, they want you to be a particular way because it's what makes them comfortable.
Exactly. And in the end, if you do it that way, you'll just feel, you yourself will feel awful. Just make a choice as to whether people's emotions and emotional set point is better than yours. You really, it is that choice. Do you want to feel good? Do you want to make other people feel good? I will tell you, if you choose to make yourself feel good, in the end, you'll help other people feel good. But you have to do it from the right place.
Right. Well, back to the airplane, it's kind of like the whole safety message. You got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can help other people.
Totally. No. If you did that, you wouldn't be living too long. No.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So, well, this has been awesome. Very interesting call, and I'm sure that people are definitely interested to learn more about you and ways that they can connect with you. So, before we close, I just want to take some time to let people know how they can find you on your website or by email. And then if you have any events or anything that you want to let people know about, definitely feel free to talk about that too.
Okay. So my website is www.wellbeingis.com. That's wellbeingis.com. You can reach me at Tammy, T-A-M-I, at wellbeingis.com. I'm in the process of starting my own radio show. So on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, starting in August, every other week, I will have my own radio show for an hour on the News for the Soul Network. I have a Facebook group for that. It's Soul Power, Leading a Soul-Inspired Life. So if you come and join that group and get all the information on the show and all the updates in between and connect other people who are in that same space. I also have a group membership program, only because we talked about this and I think it's so important, that is about supporting you, trying to help you find your gift, giving you the support and preventing spiritual overwhelm, or what I call candy store. Spiritual candy store issues, where when you open the door and there's so many things to choose from and you just taste a bit from here and here, but you never really figure out what candy you're really supposed to be eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the program helps you by stepping you through things and giving you a month to really chew on a topic before you decide whether it's something you want to dig deeper in or go to the next one. You get support. But it's something that I'm offering to help those that are in that place where they don't have someone to talk to, but they know this is where they're supposed to be, to really try to help you understand what that is and give you the love and support you need in order to grow into that state. So that you can find on my website, www.wellbeingis.com.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's so important, because like all we were talking about with the amount of support that people need in going through changes, whether they're just trying to help themselves from a personal development standpoint or they're thinking about becoming a healer, there needs to be more options out there where people can come together and talk to other like-minded individuals. So that's awesome that you're doing that.
Yep. And I also have a program that does soul mentorship, so I really help if you do know what your gift is, but you don't know what to do with it, I can help you try to figure that out.
Yeah, and that's great.
About support, but it's working through all the blocks that you have energetically that's preventing it from happening.
Right, exactly. And I think you're right about the candy store. I mean, I know once I started going down the path and reading all these books, I was like, oh, my God, there's so many options and so many choices. It's crazy. It's awesome, but it can be totally overwhelming.
I totally agree.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being on the call with us today. It was great information, and I'm sure people will be interested in learning more about you and the book. We're anticipating it coming out in late fall, so we'll keep everybody posted on our websites about that. And thank you again so much, Tammy, for your time today. And we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.